Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kay Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. The Iowa caucus signals the start of the Republican race. In the end, who's going to be the last man standing? I don't say woman because I don't think it's Michelle Bachmann's to win. At this point, she's teetering. I think on the verge of probably jumping out of this thing, maybe stays in it for a couple more stops. However, it was about two men. It kind of reminded me of that movie Face Off. Remember that movie Face Off? Well, they didn't have really evil versus good. So I guess in that sense, I'm all wet on that theory. But you had Nicolas Cage, remember, and John Travolta. Here you have Mitt Romney. He's the establishment guy, the odds-on favorite by so many to win this thing. And then you've got Rick Santorum, who was down in the dumps, off to the side of the camera. He wasn't down in the dumps, but he was off to the side of the camera every time they'd go to these debates, the 15 debates. And, yeah, people talked about him, but not talking about him the way they did Romney, the coverage, the massive coverage for Romney or Newt Gingrich or Herman Cain when he was in this, or Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, or Michelle Bachmann, the congresswoman from Minnesota. Even John Huntsman, I think, got more coverage than Rick Santorum did. And Rick Santorum burned up a whole bunch of miles in Iowa. You got to give him credit because he went to every single county, 99 of them, seemingly trying to touch every single Iowan. We talked to a reporter, Carrie Pickett, who you might have seen on Hannity's show, a writer for the Washington Times, handicapping this thing. And she said weeks ago that Santorum was the guy to watch in Iowa because when he was out there talking to the people, he was listening more to what they had to say versus jumping down in Des Moines or Cedar Rapids or one of the other towns and doing some quick hits, doing those photo ops. He was listening to what some of the farmers had to say, some of the Main Street business people were talking about and what their woes were. And maybe that made a difference. So neck and neck, in the end, it looks like Santorum pulls it out by a little bit, by a few votes anyway. And here's what Santorum had to say, and Mitt Romney, as they addressed their fans in Iowa.
You, by standing up and not compromising, by standing up and being bold and leading, we will be in New Hampshire, we'll leave tomorrow, we'll spend our time there, and with your help and God's grace, we'll have another fun night a week from now.
We will win this election.
We don't know what the final vote tally is going to be, but congratulations to Rick Santorum. This has been a great victory for him and for his effort. He's worked very hard in Iowa. We also feel it's been a great victory for us here, for Ron Paul as well. Ron Paul's had a great night. This has been terrific. I think it's great that here in the heartland of America that a campaign begins. This is a campaign night where America wins. We're going to change the White House and get America back on track.
All right, so in the end, Romney just embraced the whole idea of the Republicans. That was smart, probably, on his part. I think what's interesting is to look at what Iowa had to say. To me, it's always interesting what the entrance polls are, what they reveal, what you see of the people who are part of this process, ultimately the delegates, and what they're split on and what's happened. You know, they say 3 in 10 who jumped into the caucuses said it was most important to choose a candidate, and this is interesting, my friends, who could defeat President Obama in November. But one quarter thought it was actually more important for the candidate to be a true conservative or have strong moral character. Experience was huge in all that sparring between the candidates early on with all of those 15 debates. And Mitt Romney was a guy that was always in the lead. Newt Gingrich was up there, too, as well. And now Rick Santorum and Ron Paul also emerge, because Ron Paul takes third in this thing. About half of the Iowa caucus goers say they made up their minds in the last few days. That's interesting. And a third of them back Santorum. Romney was second in this group with about a quarter of the voters. So they knew in the last couple of days what they were going to do. And here's a couple of very telling things that we talk about with Republicans in general. What about the Tea Party? Tea Party backers made up two-thirds of the Iowa caucus goers, and they gave it to Santorum, just a little bit narrow advantage. One in 10 voters who opposed the Tea Party went with Romney. For younger voters, because you think of the future of this country and the people who are, you know, 21 to 30, how they have this massive debt getting out of school, some of them, and trying to find jobs, how difficult it is. Well, the youngest voters actually backed the oldest guy in the race, and the guy who came in third. Many of you love Ron Paul. They backed Ron Paul. I mean, they broke heavily for Paul. And he's the guy who's been in Congress forever and a day, 76 years old. So he's got an advantage in that group, people that are going to their first caucus, let's say. So really, really young. I find that very, very interesting. The other groups that are talked about, the evangelicals and the conservatives, as really one of the keys to Iowa, were huge, huge pushes for Santorum, because he had the lead in both of those groups. If you remember, in 2008, evangelicals made up about 6 in 10 caucus types, you know, ones that went to the caucus, and about half described themselves as very, very conservative. And I think the key group in this race in 2012, if a Republican truly was going to upend President Barack Obama, the incumbent, is the independents, because so many people are claiming that they're independent now and dumping the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, and they have grown as a voting bloc. They make up about a quarter of the voters in Iowa, so half of the independents say they favor Ron Paul. That makes sense, some of the things that Ron Paul says, smaller government, etc. And among those who consider themselves Republicans, Romney and Santorum were neck and neck, just as they pretty much finished. And delegate-wise, you're talking about 28 delegates, because that's how it all plays out. You had 1,737 caucus-goers, and then you've got that whole sampling thing that's going on. But this signifies the beginning, and I keep calling it a litmus test, because it is a litmus test and more. Everybody's jockeying for position. It is a horse race. In politics, I love that analogy. So who's coming down around that first turn looking pretty good? And Mitt Romney fits that category, and so does Ron Santorum. But I don't think you can count Ron Paul out of making some noise. And imagine if Ron Paul were to split off and, let's say, go to the Libertarian Party. Can you imagine? New Hampshire becomes very, very interesting. Coming up, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Plus, we're going to check the mail. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
All right, so this caucus race, by the way, is the closest in caucus history. Too close to call. You gotta love that. How interesting. No blowout. No blowout to be had. So we may see a repeat performance in New Hampshire. We might see that it's close. Same thing that we've seen here in Iowa. As I said, Rick Santorum, if you wanted to go by the specific number, you've got the last thing that I saw. I mean, to the minute, the last thing that I saw for Rick Santorum, 29,968 votes. Check this out. For Mitt Romney, 29,964. Wow. How interesting is that? Many of you had things to say, not just about the caucus and politics, but some other things that were weighing heavy on your mind. A couple of you, actually three of you, sent something about what's going on in Iran and the Persian Gulf and what you think the U.S. should do. So without further ado, let's run to the mailroom and check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Yes, we do have mail. Let's start with the politics of the day. This one from Hondu, who says, Kate, I've been following the show closely. It's been interesting, actually, the build-up to what's happening with the Republicans. I used to be a Republican. I jumped to becoming a Democrat in the 90s, and now I have to say that I'm thinking of abandoning and going back to becoming a Republican again. Well, that gets confusing. You have to constantly change your voter registration card, but okay. Welcome back to the Republican Party, I guess. You know, there's so much talk for a third party, that's what's interesting. But anyway, here's what Hondu says. Hondu says, yeah, I know it's confusing and it would be easy to go into long reasons why I made certain switches, But I feel kind of energized by some of the things that I'm hearing from this Rick Santorum. Do you think he really has a chance to win this thing or not? Yeah, you know, here's the deal. This is one contest, one caucus, delegates we're talking about, and it's way too early to polish up the crystal ball. You know, you could look at Santorum and say, hey, maybe he is that dark horse that was being discounted now, comes around the first turn, second turn, third turn, and gets it, but he's got to have more money. And that's the key. In this country, you do not get elected without money. You have to have PAC money. You have to have big money. Mitt Romney has people writing him million-dollar checks, meaning corporations writing million-dollar checks. Rick Santorum doesn't have half the bank that Romney has, and you have to be able to pump out those commercials besides burning up the shoe leather, because it's not humanly possible to do that in every single state. It's just not, even though he did an incredible job in Iowa, taking a lot of time there over a long period of time. You start to look at the primaries and Super Tuesday and all the different states there, and that's not, it's not humanly possible. So my answer is Mitt Romney's the establishment guy, and if I went to Vegas and I was looking at who the odds on favorite is, it would still be Romney. Ron Paul could be considered a dark horse, but I can't imagine that the establishment people are going to jump to Ron Paul. It's not going to happen. Ron Paul could splinter off and go, I think, in a different direction and really jam the Republicans up and go run under a different party, you know, libertarian, whatever, call it whatever he wants to call it, and just run. And he would take, seriously, he would take some votes away. But I can't say it's Santorum. I can't say it's Romney. And I certainly, looking at anyone else, I wouldn't go in that direction either. It's just way too close. Does he have a chance? Yes. Is he youthful and has children and has definite values that he seems to have stuck to? Is there going to be a lot of skeletons dancing around in the closet? I don't think so. It doesn't seem as though there is, especially he ran for Senate and they went over him with a microscope, so he's not going to have to worry about that. Interesting that this is the closest in caucus history. And we're talking about Republicans and Democrats, by the way. All right, this is for Percy, for Liz, and for Joe. All three had questions about Iran. I'll take Joe's. Joe says, Kate, what do you think the deal is at the Strait? The Obama people seem to be sitting on their hands and not taking seriously the threats from Iran. When are we going to shut this idiot up? Aren't you sick of pussyfooting around the issue? The issue is we know he's nuking up, and we also know he's trying to provoke some kind of a hostile action. At some point, we got to man up, as you say, and take a real stand on what's happening in the Middle East, especially in Iran. Well, here's the thing, and we're going to talk to Jeff Atticott coming up on Thursday. He's our terrorism expert. We're going to look ahead at a whole bunch of hot zones, including Iran. What do you do with Iran? You know, look at the candidates even. What Ron Paul says is what Congressman Paul says. Why don't we try to have some kind of a relationship, a diplomatic relationship with Iran? You look at Mitt Romney, and he says he can't be provoked by this country, and we have to, you know, we have to stand among our allies with this. And the bottom line is we've had 16, 17, however many sanctions, they don't seem to be working. What they're saying is what Iran is saying. They're blocking one of the biggest key tanker lanes, period, in the Strait of Hormuz. That's what they're talking about. Because of the U.S. economic penalties on that country over nuclear enrichment, over the dispute that's been raging since I took over the mic at America Tonight. This is nothing new. And now you've got the Iranian general who is warning, you know, the key general who's warning about the Gulf and saying, you know, listen, we got these new sanctions that are hitting the central bank and it's hurting our ability to sell petroleum. So screw you guys. We're just going to block off the Strait of Hormuz. That's what we're going to do. And we got the advantage, because it is a strategic, needless to say, waterway. That is the area that carries most of the oil that is pumped in the Middle East, that crude. And trust me, yes, we get 25% of our crude from Canada, but we still get 18% from the Middle East. 18%. And what's going to happen with the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet? What are they going to do? You've got the aircraft carrier, the USS John Stennis, and another vessel, another aircraft carrier, maybe it's not, but that's also going out to the Gulf and through the Strait last week. So look out. And Iran is doing their naval maneuvers. I think we have to take a stand, but I know that's not popular, and most of you shudder at that thought and say, are you kidding? What could we possibly open up here? Another can of worms in the Middle East. And again, you have to decide at some point how much can you take and versus what it means if you get everyone to rally around you. And I think there is a way to slap them down. And of course, one of the things that's happening is going after the central bank. Finally, of all the sanctions, that's the best one. Kill them in the pocketbook and wait and see what happens. Well, what's happening is they're threatening with the Strait of Hormuz. This is why if we had developed these alternatives, it wouldn't have to be so disastrous or for some of our allies either. All right, let's take another quick one. This one is from Alan, who says, Kate, did you see what happened in New York with those fire bombings? Just disgusting. It reminds me of the situation that you were talking about on a previous show with L.A. and the crazy arsonist, the 50 fires. What possibly is going on in the brains of these morons? Yeah, the police arrested a guy that they think did the 5 fire bombing attacks, and he's 40 years old, he's Guyanese, and he threw a couple of fire bombs at an Islamic center in Queens. And supposedly the reason he did that is because they wouldn't let him use the bathroom. Supposedly, he told the cops he had a personal beef with the other targets, including the home of a relative. And that's what the whole idea was. Because at first they were talking about anti-Muslim statements and all this stuff, but it's not really looking like it had anything to do with that. Mm-mm-mm. Hang with us, we can count next.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, topping, we can count. All about the numbers, baby. Well, we know the numbers that came down from the Iowa caucuses. And I'll say it again, though. Santorum and Romney, dead heat, 25%, if you want to look at it that way. Ron Paul, third, 22%. Newt Gingrich, 14%. Rick Perry, 11%. Michelle Bachmann, 5%. And John Huntsman, 1%. 1%. All right, this is sad. Sad because I hate to think of people without gear. However, pay attention to the whole story. We are drawing down, as you know, troops from Afghanistan. That's being stepped up because we're supposed to be out of Afghanistan, the U.S., that is, by 2014. So NATO military planners are trying to figure out the logistics. It is all about the logistics because you just don't say, okay, we're out of here, game over, and leave. I mean, we're not stupid. We all get that. You got tanks and equipment and all that stuff. So you got to remove $30 billion worth of, check it out, state-of-the-art military gear by the end of 2014. Imagine the logistics and planning that. I just read a story about this, that most of the American equipment is going to be shipped to military depots in the United States for refurbishment. They're, you know, work on it, fix it, and then they're going to redistribute it to bases around the country. But some of it will go to bases in Europe, mostly Germany or in, let's say, South Korea. Cheaper, easier to move it, that kind of stuff. It's just like looking at, you know, looking at the pullout of Iraq and having to move the armored tanks and whatnot and trucks and all the gear, the armor communications, all that stuff. How do you move it? How do you move $30 billion worth of stuff out of the desert? The answer is very carefully, because only a little bit of the tens of thousands of, especially any of the trucks, any of the Jeeps, any of that kind of stuff can actually go by air because of the weight. That makes sense, right? So they got to do the all-terrain stuff. They got to, especially because that's so important, those mine-resistant ambush tanks, how useful they have been. Anyway, trying to move that down. But what's interesting is Pakistan has, and this is why Pakistan has turned out to be more than a burr in our side, Pakistan has shut down NATO's main transportation route from the port of Karachi in November. That was because of the aerial attack, remember, on the border where 24 Pakistani soldiers were killed, and there hasn't been anything that's been able to repair that. And at this point, they got to figure out a way. How are they going to get back to Europe? They're going to have to go, they're going to have to take the long road out. Very, very dangerous. The geography and that country, pretty tough to be able to do that. Even much different than Iraq, because they would just have the convoys go to Kuwait. So all those troops and all that stuff, they're already planning for that. Pretty interesting, I think. Olympic Stadium in London might actually be changing its name. Do you believe that we're almost at the London Games, first of all? So this is what they're talking about. The Olympic Park Legacy Company, they're in charge of securing the stadium's future after 2012. Because what happens to these venues when you build them up? And they're trying to sell the naming rights for it. And you got the closing ceremony on September 9th. That could be the last time an event is staged at the Olympic Stadium before they rename it. And a sponsor that they're trying to help, they're trying to find the sponsor to help cover the cost. You know how much you'd have to have, how much money? At least $149 million. $149 million. Because they'll convert the 80,000 seats back to 60,000 seats. Yeah, Olympic style, that doesn't work, because what are you going to put with the 80,000? That's what happens. It's weird. They got to build it up, and then they got to pull it back down. And the naming rights has always been the way to go when you're trying to, you just try to get someone to sponsor it, and you slap the name on it. I hate that. I don't even know the names of half of the parks anymore in the United States. I've been to almost all of them. But, you know, to me, it's always Candlestick Park or, you know, the ballpark at Arlington or Yankee Stadium, although I think it is Yankee Stadium. It's like the Giants playing at the Meadowlands. They play in the Meadowlands, and yes, I know it's the new stadium, whatever, MetLife, give me a break, MetLife this. I hate that. But for the group, it's huge, and for the team, it's huge, because they want that dough, and obviously they want the dough because of the having to convert it. They'd rather have a sponsor pay for it. Yeah. This is a sad story that I was looking at the New York papers that I was, I don't care about celebrities, but this story was sad. Michael Douglas has a son who got deep into drugs, and he was sentenced for dealing meth. And he's young. I mean, he's 33 years old. And now he was sentenced in April of 2010 for drug trafficking. So he's serving time. Then he gets another 4.5 years. That's twice what the prosecutors were looking for, because he's got drugs in prison. So, you know, here we go again. That's got to be just brutal for, and his name's Cameron Douglas. It has to be just brutal for his family. As many of you, sadly, and I hope nobody listening to me has had to deal with this, but realistically, I know some of you have had to deal with it. When we talk about addictions, besides alcohol, drugs has to be the worst. If you've got a kid that's really hooked in, the things that happen in the transformation, and this kid who went from being a DJ at parties and that kind of stuff to being so deep into his habit that he started to deal. They just don't have much mercy, no matter who his family is. And he gets a fine on top of that, but the fine is nothing. It's the fact that they slap more years onto him. 4.5 years. They're not playing. Once you get to the big house, they're not playing anymore. No way. I don't think I've ever said this question on the air, and here we are in the middle of We Can Count, but just wondering out loud, You know, it's like that old question of don't do the crime if you can't do the time. I cannot imagine, and I have been to maximum security, medium security, and more of your cupcake or minimum security. Let me tell you, I would not want to do time in any of them. I would not, it would not be worth it. Absolutely no way would I want to do any kind of time. So I can't fathom that you're in there. You want to just get out of this. I know it's like a microcosm of society, but I can't imagine that that kid wants to stay there, Cameron Douglas. And so instead, it doesn't matter how much influence his family has. They can't do anything. Once they caught him with it, they just slap him with more years. The stock market was huge on Tuesday. Stocks jumped up the first day of trading in 2012. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 179.82, or 1.4%. It's one of the highest closes in 5 months. The S&P, which is a big gauge of the overall market, probably even bigger than the Dow because of the basket of stocks, finished almost 20 points, up almost 20 points at 1,277. And the S&P finishing 2011, almost where it started, just down barely, down a sliver. Incredible that the incredible where it ended up. So they got a boost maybe from what they call the January effect. Investors that are deciding to dump stocks at the end of the year to lock it in because of taxes and then come back in January and buy the stock again. Oh, it's such a wicked game. So the Dow up 180 points, almost 180 points. Good for anyone who had anything hanging around out there. It's all about timing, my friends, isn't it? It's always about timing, no matter what. I say it's like the legalized form of gambling when you're standing there at the craps table called the stock market trying to figure out what you want to do. It's like when people, I've seen this before in companies, although I think it's a good thing, when you have the opportunity still at a 401k and you can put some money away in that, and they have people have to do the open enrollment and they give them all these options. Well, you can take this, 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 this. And they're like deer in the headlights. Well, what do I take? I don't know. I want to be able to make some money back on this. Well, the thing is, we're handing you the dice, and you're throwing the dice. By the way, this is official. I just got a tweet on this. Mitt Romney actually won the Iowa caucuses by just the tiniest of margins. So he overtook Rick Santorum by an eyelash. How about that? Really, almost a dead heat. We're talking about a minuscule amount of votes, if you wanted to look at the pure votes. If you were looking at percentages, it still goes down 25%, 25% really from Romney and Rick Santorum. But he wins it, so he can claim that he had that slim lead. He was able to defend it. Wow. Stay with us. Talking some more here on the flip side. You can jump into this wild conversation overnight, highway kind of stuff. Can you do time? 800-259-5791.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing.
Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In 1965, this was the sound. Producers, John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. From the mama. I'm getting paid to see.
All right, so the mystery's up. I already mentioned this, the fact that you've got Mitt Romney winning the Iowa caucuses barely. Second is, of course, Rick Santorum. Third, Ron Paul, which we already knew. So none of the other numbers behind changed, just the two, Romney and Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. That was it. You know, it's interesting. I just mentioned about if you have ever done time, do you think you could do time? And I said that as a television reporter, I had the chance to do stories in all three types of facilities. And, of course, it was very different from the minimum security versus the maximum, which was frightening to be in that, to the maximum security. It was Lompoc, California, where I was. But I was reading a story about this executive in Pennsylvania. He was they were a soft drink maker, and what happened was ultimately the guy who was running the show got 15 years in prison and, you know, continued to maintain that he was innocent even when he was being sentenced. But he got nailed for conspiracy, filing a false tax return, wire fraud, all that kind of stuff. And what happened is he dreamed up this scheme that cost vendors and investors and lenders and all that almost $700 million. And he overstated the company's revenues, but spent most of the money, this sounds familiar, doesn't it, on a lavish lifestyle while the company was tanking. So the company sales were only a fraction of what ultimately was reported. And as is always the case, the lead dog, the man, the company founder, a guy named Gregory Podlucky, is profiting, you know, picking off the money, that $800 million, living high off the hog, and he's got this person who's his assistant who just did whatever he wanted her to do with, you know, was filing the false tax returns and all that sort of stuff. So she gets the pleasure of doing time as well. And even though it's a little bit less, it's still pretty harsh because she was the accountant. And even though she turned over information to the government, she was a government witness, she still has to do 5 years in prison for faking financial records. And being from Pennsylvania, New Jersey area, La Nature, I can remember it. But it falls into the, wow, would you do the time for that? Greed is really not good when it comes to thinking you're going to get away with it. Somehow they always find you. The tax man, he wants his. Al, across the border in Canada, hello.
Yeah, hi, kid. You know that Canadian pyromaniac or arsonist or whatever you want to call him that was trying to burn down Los Angeles? He's from Vancouver, British Columbia, right?
I know. He had those plates on his van, yeah.
I guess he must think that the police chief in Los Angeles is just as gutless and brainless as the police chief in Vancouver, British Columbia. Because remember that riot last spring when they did about $150 million worth of damage? I don't think anybody from that riot is in jail yet. And it's almost a year ago. And I think maybe they convicted one guy, and I think he got a suspended sentence, or I think he got house arrest or some stupid thing.
Wow.
Up here in Canada, they figured it's kind of like when Barry Bonds, you know, is it Barry Bonds? Was he sentenced to house arrest?
Yes.
I'm not a baseball fan. Is his name Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds, who played for the San Francisco Giants. And
that's
course,
the kind of justice we have up here in Canada. You can do $1 million worth of damage, and you might get 6 months house arrest. I wouldn't mind being sentenced to a year living in a $300 million mansion. That doesn't sound like a punishment, but there's absolutely nobody, I don't think there's anybody in jail from that Vancouver riot.
And wow.
I think this pyromaniac, I think he kind of thinks that Los Angeles has the same kind of justice system as Vancouver, British Columbia, because I think maybe he thought he could get away with it, but he got caught. And you know, Kate, I honestly think that Rick Santorum, you were talking about the Iowa caucus, is it Iowa primaries or caucus?
Caucus.
Some states have primaries and so. What's the difference between a primary and a caucus?
Well, it's the way they vote ultimately with the delegates. How many you have in the caucus? What you've got in Iowa, for example, they had over 1,700, and then you actually have 28 delegates out of that, where the primary is straight up, you're in, you vote.
Oh, okay.
And then
have
the delegates.
I honestly think Rick Santorum would be good for Canada. I believe I heard him talking about a few months ago about Canada, and I think he's pretty much a free trader, isn't he?
He is.
I think he believes in free trade. And also, Kate, did you hear that there's two huge companies? One of them makes railroad locomotives in Ontario. They're in the process of moving their operation to the United States. And there's another company in Quebec that makes aluminum. Have you ever heard of a company called Rio Tinto?
No.
There's a company called Rio Tinto, and I think it's headquartered in the United States, but they make aluminum. And they locked all of their unionized employees out because they want them to take about a 40% pay cut, and the union didn't go for it, so they locked them out. But they want to move their operation. They want to move their operation to the USA, and then there's a big company in Ontario that makes railroad locomotives, and I think there's a company called Caterpillar, isn't there?
There is. It's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. They were bought out. Caterpillar bought out the company that makes locomotives in Ontario, and they wanted their employees to take a 40% pay cut, roughly 40% pay cut, and the union said go to hell, And they're talking about moving their assembly plant or their factory or a plant that makes railroad locomotives. They're talking about moving it to the United States. So maybe I just hope that all of this doesn't go on before the election, because it'll be good for Obama. But you should maybe look up into that, because I think that involves about two or 3,000 really good paying jobs. Now, the reason they want to move to the United States is they're getting about $35 an hour now.
Yeah.
Plus really good benefits. And I think if they move to the United States, I doubt whether they get $35 an hour in the States, wouldn't they?
I don't know. I mean, probably not, no.
And one last quick comment. It's a very good thing. I just thought of this. My brain works in crazy ways. But the Queen of England, they found a dead body in her backyard, right?
Yeah.
They found a dead body. She's very lucky she doesn't have to run for re-election. If a bunch of dead bodies started popping up in Obama's backyard or Mitt Romney's backyard or Rick Santorum's backyard, I don't think that would be very good for their electability.
No, it's strange. It's interesting that you brought that up. Thanks, Al. They did find a body on the Queen's property, not in London. It was another house that she owned where she had over 20,000 acres, and they found somebody that they thought a woman who might have been there maybe 4 months or so. They don't know. They're investigating. It was very odd. I mean, it was a very odd story. But with that much property, and property that you're hardly ever on, probably, I'm thinking, somebody goes up there and they dump the body. Most likely that's what happened. But it makes huge news, because it's so odd that you have the Queen and this property. But you have to remember, she's got property in a couple of different areas where it's that amount of acres. They're not there. There's only certain times they go to these other places, or they're in London, so nobody was around. I don't even know if they had any house people. They might have people that are there that stay in the house, take care of it, but certainly not patrolling the grounds like they would if the Queen were there in residence. She was out there, and she wasn't, although theoretically, if you say 4 months, and they trace this back, they may find that was she on the property, I don't know when it happened, when they try to put the timeline together, but was it close to when she had left or had come there, or, you know, whatever. By the way, to make it official, Mitt Romney won the Iowa caucuses, are you ready for this, by 8 votes. 8 votes. Man, is that crazy. I mean, that's got to make you kind of chuckle. I'm sure Rick Santorum's people are saying, because technically it's 25% for each one of them. And now the swing goes on to the primary in New Hampshire.